Hey guys, welcome to the Sound View podcast with me, Omoni Ifeith. On today's episode of the podcast, I will not be reviewing a music album, but I'll be putting out a movie review of The Meek Mill. And stay tuned, this is the Sound View podcast. Alright, The Meek Mill was chosen by Nigeria as its official submission for the 93rd Academy Awards in the International Feature Film, that's IFF, categories in the Oscar. And the movie made the final cut after about six movies were vetted. And let me tell you a little about The Meek Mill. The Meek Mill is an intriguing movie that tells the tale of the ravaging insurgency in Nigeria by the Boko Haram sect. And the movie particularly speaks about the effects of this insurgency on women and children in the sub-Saharan African space. Because since the advent of Boko Haram in Nigeria, women and children have been affected the most. And this movie encapsulates all of those. And it particularly tells the story of a Meek Mill who, in a bid to find her missing sister, she faces breakneck opposition and religious extremism. And this movie also highlights challenges that are facing the girl child. And as an SDG, as a Sustainable Development Goal advocate myself, SDG 5 says that it talks about gender equality. And in this movie, it very much talks about how that the female gender, they are married off at a young age and they are left to do, they are not given a fair shot at life. Okay, my interest is to know that this movie was written and it was written, produced, directed by Desmond Uviagili. And this movie features popular northern acts like Mariam Boots, Ibrahim Jamal. It features Antonietta Kalunta and it features Gambo Usman Kona. Other persons were featured in this Hausa language thriller. Okay, the other movie's credit goes out to Oluwaseun Sowemimo. And Oluwaseun Sowemimo on Channels TV stated how that this movie has a fair shot at getting the Oscars, because he said the cameras used in shooting this movie were of Oscar standard. Let me put it that way. Oluwaseun Sowemimo served as the executive producer. Yinka Edward was for cinematography. Chuka Ejo for editing. Pat Nabel for production design. Akeem Onilogbo for special effects. And this movie was shot in the northeastern part of Nigeria, that's talking about Taraba State. And The Meek Mill has been screened in cinemas in Cameroon, in Zimbabwe, and all over Africa, basically. It might also interest you to know that this is the second movie the writer, that's talking about Desmond Uviagili, this is the second movie. His first was published in 2014. That's talking about Render to Caesar. And Render to Caesar is an award-winning movie. So you should trust the content of Meek Mill. It is an intriguing movie. It tells a very, very sad story of what is going on in Nigeria and the Nigerian space. You should go check out the movie. The movie also shows the depth of devastation caused by this Boko Haram sect, and trust me, it is very sad to see. You can check this movie out, and you get to see the collaborations of supposed soldiers who are supposed to protect lives and property and are supposed to fight for us. These soldiers serve as informants to the Boko Haram sect, and you know, it is really sad to see. Although there are limited release in Nigeria at the moment, but you can check the movie out at M Crystal Studio in Ibadan. Alright, the 93rd edition of the Academy Awards would hold on the 25th of April next year, and I wish The Meek Mill the very best at the Oscar Award. Thank you for staying tuned with me. This remains the Sound View podcast. If you missed out on any of my episode of any episode of the podcast, you can go check it out. Tweet at me. You can tweet at me at Faith_Omoni. Till next time, I remain your humble host, Faith Omoni. Thank you for listening.